Amen. Sometimes I marvel as I prepare to preach and then we get into service and God just begins to do the thing that we're going to preach about. Amen. I'm telling you, we got every reason to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is here. Amen. If you would turn your Bibles to Psalm 100. I suppose outside of John 3:16, this is the earliest portion of Scripture I can remember memorizing as a child. Psalm 100. Amen. Everybody's been seated. Feel pretty comfortable there? Amen. Relaxed a little bit. Could you stand? I want to read this psalm in its entirety, and you can be thankful it's not Psalm 119, but Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's for folks who like it quiet. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Isn't that tremendous? That ought to be descriptive of every time we come through those doors back there into this sanctuary. There's two verses I want to read, just a little bit of each of those, and I'll tell you why I'm tying them together in a moment. But verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. And verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I want to minister tonight or attempt to on serve the Lord with gladness. We're going to talk about how to do that. Serve the Lord with gladness. Check your Bible. Don't just check the wall. Make sure your Bible doesn't say serve the Lord with sadness. Is everyone in agreement? It says serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. You can be seated. I think I just shared this not long back about my dad. My dad's a real meek guy. If those of you remember when he's come, he's really quiet and pretty even keeled and all of that. But there was always a way we could tell when my dad had enough and was getting angry. He'd talk through his teeth. Those days of family, getting your picture taken as a family, but do it yourself. I remember those days. You set the camera up on a tripod and it had that little timer in it. And so the rest of the family would sit down and get in position and dad would focus the camera and start the timer and run to get in the picture. He'd be looking through that camera, and you know how families are. There were just three of us kids, but we fought like there were more. And, you know, we're all fussing and everything. We want to smile for the picture, right? My dad tried to get us all to smile at once, and it doesn't seem like anyone was smiling. Finally, I remember him several times. He started talking through his teeth, and he said, I told you to smile. Boy, that helps, you know. Smile. Come on, smile. We Christians are saying, come to Christ, because he'll give you joy. But we're kind of saying it through clenched teeth of anger and sadness, upsetness. Come to Christ, he'll give you joy, but many times our life and our worship reflect a different story. I have found that sometimes we don't have or we have lost what we advertise. We advertise he's the source of all joy. But I think we need to heed what the psalmist said tonight. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Serve the Lord with gladness. You don't know what's troubling me. Serve the Lord with gladness. You don't know how the devil's been coming against me. Serve the Lord with gladness. You don't know what so-and-so did to me. Serve the Lord with gladness. You don't know how badly I feel. Serve the Lord with gladness. I was contemplating on this service, and over those two phrases from Psalm 100 kept bombarding my heart. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. And suddenly it occurred to me that there's a connection between the two. They are tied together. To serve the Lord with gladness is to enter into His presence with thanksgiving. I'm telling you, I'm way ahead of myself, but that's the secret of serving the Lord with gladness, is to be able to lift your heart and hand and begin to thank Him for His goodness, and thank Him for His mercy, and thank Him for His love, and thank Him for His mighty acts. I'm telling you, begin to thank the Lord, and it's not long until the gladness comes in. Hallelujah. Do you not have gladness tonight? Begin to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. They're tied together. Many find serving God difficult because they do not serve Him with gladness. And they do not serve Him with gladness because somehow they've become ungrateful and unthankful in their life. But I'm telling you, we can serve Him with gladness. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Oh, we're focused on our problems and trouble. The sadness will set in. But if we can begin to praise Him, oh, I worship You, Lord. I thank You, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. I'm telling you, it's not long if you begin to thank Him and bless His name. The gladness will come into your heart. How many knows the joy of the Lord is our strength? And the source of our joy is a grateful heart. I want you to talk about briefly the reality of this. Over the years, of course, my wife and I have been in quite a few churches, and she notices this. She knows it because she kind of says it to me sometimes. She'll say, quit frowning. Amen. How many has an encouraging spouse like that? I'm thankful for an encouraging spouse. She went back to get things ready for the dinner, so I'm free. This is getting to be a series. Quit frowning. And we would go to some churches and we would leave the church, and she wasn't being critical, but she said, man, we sat through the whole service. And everybody, from the people on the platform to the people in the pew, they looked like they had lost their best friend. You know, I've threatened to have a fan cam. We couldn't call it that in church. I'm not being critical. This is an illustration, okay? Say pastor's not being critical. But there's time from this viewpoint, I have looked across the congregation and there wasn't a smile on. Tell me that would make you nervous if you had to get up and preach. And so she'd say, you know, they look like they've lost their best friend. And many of these churches were churches who were supposed to know the fullness of the Spirit and the joy of a holy life. But they look like they swallowed a dill pickle sideways. I don't think it ought to be that way. Now, you know me. You know my ministry. I don't think church is a place for the frivolous and the silly and the light. I'm not talking about just having some humor like we did, but I'm talking about calling that worship when you get frivolous and silly and say that's part of worship. And I think He's a holy God and a righteous God, and we deal with the most serious things of life when we come together. But with all of that said, serving God and worshiping God and coming to His house should not be a drudgery. We ought to serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, hallelujah. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I wish I could sing, I'd sing it right now. But if you can't sing it, you can still shout hallelujah and clap your hands. Amen. Some are serving the Lord as if they're deprived. I'm a Christian. Look what all I'm missing out on in the world. You know, I don't like that spirit. I don't even like the testimonies said I had everything going for me in the world and then I had to give it all up to serve God. Poor me. How many knows what I'm talking about? And sometimes it gets a hold of people. I'm serving God. I got to do this and I can't do that. And I'm missing out on this and I'm missing out on that. And the devil gets you to thinking about that. You're missing out on the fun. You're missing out on the pleasures. You might be thankful if you just stayed on that theme, but in a little direction. I'm missing out on hell. I'm missing out on heartache. I'm missing out on grief. I'm missing out on the consequences of sin. It's not a drudgery. Some serve the Lord as if they have to live this life. I have to go to church. I have to do that. I'm telling you, that's no way to serve the Lord. Amen. We don't have to do this thing. We get to do this thing. We've been set free to do this thing. I don't have to go to church. I get to go to church. I'll serve the Lord with gladness. Some serve the Lord as if living God's way is like tasting nasty medicine. You got to do it for your own good, but it sure tastes awful. Amen. But I want to say serving God is not a life of bondage. Going to church is not a trip to the dentist. It's the most wonderful life a human can live, to live redeemed, to be blood washed, to have the hope of heaven, to know the joy of salvation. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now some of you may be thinking and saying, now those two things don't go together. Serve and gladness. Some of you sense, and you're corrected, there's a sense of work in that word serve. We get our word servant from it. And to serve was literally meant the work of the bondman, the work of the one in bondage. Paul got a hold of this. He said, I'm a minister, a servant, a doulos, a bondman of Jesus Christ. And you may be asking, well, maybe those don't go together. How can you be in bondage? And how can you serve? And how can you work and do it with gladness? Because of whom you serve. I want to remind people, serve the Lord with gladness. You say, serve God, have things you do, work. But I want to remind people that if you don't know God, you're serving someone too. And you're serving a horrible taskmaster that'll ruin and wreck and destroy. I'm telling you, we can serve the Lord with gladness because the Apostle John said, if you get the right thing, his commandments are not grievous. They're joyful. How can you serve with gladness? I got to thinking about that patriarch Jacob today. You'll remember when he went up to Mesopotamia. He was fleeing from his brother, but he fell in love with someone named Rachel. How many remembers that story? Fell in love with Rachel. And the Bible said Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and those 7 years seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. He was working and working hard. He was serving, but it seemed like it just passed away like a few days because he had love. How do we serve the Lord with gladness? Because we have the love of gratitude. We serve him with gladness because we love him, and we love him because we're so grateful that he gave his life for us. I want to serve him. Some don't, but we can. And then what's the reason? Well, I've been alluding to it the whole sermon, so let me just emphasize it. The lack of joy in serving God in a Christian's life is in direct proportion to their loss of gratitude. When the joy of a believer's life leaves, that's because ingratitude has set in. I don't want that to happen, do you? Peter said, you get in trouble because you have forgotten that you were cleansed from your old sins. Amen. The lack of joy, the loss of gratitude. I've never forgot that, and that's probably why I repeat it through the years, but I was quite young when we were in Oregon, and my grandmother took us over to meet one of her friends, and already quite up in years at the time. And I have never met a more joyful lady. I remember even as a child, she was just full of joy. And I didn't even know the story till we left her apartment, and my grandmother began to tell us how she had come out of the concentration camps of Nazi Germany and had suffered very, very horrible things. If there was ever a lady that had the reason to be bitter and to be sour, it was she. And yet she had joy. And I was too young to analyze it, but if you were to analyze why she had joy, it would be because she was a grateful person. She lived in gratitude and thanksgiving. How many believes if we have gratitude to God, we can serve Him with gladness? Gratitude brings gladness. Hallelujah. Whether Christians are joyful or not does not depend on whether or not they're having troubles. It depends on whether or not they are grateful. I want to be grateful. Those who are truly joyful will always be those that are grateful. So say, well, I just don't have any joy serving God. If a person says that, they've lost their gratitude for what all God has done for them in their past and what He's going to do for them in their future. Someone says, well, I've just lost the joy of living. That person has lost his gratitude for the true blessings in life. Brother Leitner's been conscious the last couple of days or so, and they just begin to weaning back on food and liquids and stuff. And he was sitting there. I didn't pick this up for a while. I went down to the cafeteria and got me a big 32-ounce Dr. Pepper with crushed ice. And I sat in there, and that ice would get stuck. You know how it does? And I'd shake it and rattle it. And when he said this, it didn't even hit me till an hour later. Perceptive. He said, you know, you're really not grateful for things until they're not available. I said, well, what? He said, I've been craving some ice. If I could just have some ice and they won't let me have it. And he said, here you just were able to go down to the cafeteria and get you some. And I couldn't get any. And he said, now that they... I don't have that. He said, people just aren't grateful. They become familiar with things. An hour later, I shook my glass one more time, and it hit. That wasn't a very nice thing to do, shake your ice when somebody's craving ice. We get so familiar with things. I've lost the joy of life. What's the gratitude for the blessings? How many would agree if we begin to count our many blessings and name them one by one? We have every reason to be joyful and serve the Lord with gladness. Some say there's no joy in our marriage. Are you still grateful for your spouse? Amen. There's no joy in my work. Are you grateful that you even have a job? On and on and on we could go. Amen. Joy comes from gratefulness. Last of all, what's the remedy? When I begin to think about the remedy, instead of thinking theological, I thought about the choir or the song the choir sang. When I think about the Lord, help me out, choir. How he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he what? Healed me. What happens when I begin to thank the Lord? Makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. What? Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Lord, you're worthy. All the glory. All the honor. Do you see the connection? When I begin to think about the Lord and what He has done, that's a remedy. Think about the Lord. Think about what He's done. Then you'll want to shout. You'll say, I serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Amen. People become unhappy with themselves because they're not thankful of how God has made them, what God has given them, where God has placed them. People become unhappy with a family member, a spouse, because they're not thankful. Even they become unhappy with life. But begin to focus on what you have every right to be thankful for. Would you come, music? Hallelujah. Amen. Be thankful for what you have and not what you don't have. Sister Juanita wrote that in one of the first cards she gave me. Hallelujah. Be thankful for what you have and not what you don't have. Be thankful for the fact that whatever happens, you say a lot's happening in my life and most of it isn't good, but be thankful that whatever happens, you can lift your hands and say, I'm saved, I'm washed in the blood, and whatever happens, I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. Whatever happens, I've got the assurance I'm going to overcome. I think we can serve the Lord with gladness. The offering was for Haiti tonight, and Richard Stearns, the president of World Vision, talked about a year after the earthquake, he went back to visit. He went to one of those camps of the homeless, just thousands and thousands of people living in tents and little things they've thrown together. And he said in the middle of that camp, they had made them a church. They made the church by taking tarps and white duct tape and taping tarps together with white duct tape. And here these are the sufferers of the earthquake, and all of them lost, no doubt, family members and the greatest poverty in the Western Hemisphere. But he said, I went to that church for a service. He said, I've never seen such joy as those people had when they worshiped God. I want to read just a little bit of what he said. He said, in the front row sat six amputees ranging in age from 6 years old to 60. And these amputees were clapping and smiling as they sang song after song and lifted their prayers to God. Their worship was full of hope and with thanksgiving to the Lord. But no one was singing louder or praying more fervently than Demosi Lufine, a 32-year-old unemployed single mother of two. During the earthquake, a collapsed building crushed her right arm and left leg. And after four days, both limbs had to be amputated. But she was leading the choir and leading prayers and standing on her prosthesis and lifting up her one hand that she had left high in praise to God. Following the service, I met Demosi's two daughters, ages 8 and 10. The three of them now live in a tent 5 feet tall and maybe 8 feet wide. But despite losing her job, losing her home, losing her two limbs, she's deeply grateful because God spared her life. She said, He brought me back just like Lazarus, giving me the gift of life. And she said, I believe the Lord spared me to raise my girls and to serve my Lord. Missing limbs in the middle of a refugee camp in a church made of tarps and white duct tape. And they're singing with joy, lifting what hand they have left. How can they do it? Because they have a spirit of thanksgiving. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Would you like to serve the Lord with a little gladness right now? Won't you stand across the building, lift your hearts and hands and say, I'm going to thank the Lord. Just begin to think, when I think about the Lord, oh, think about His goodness. Think about His mercy. Think about His love. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe some Christians have the joy. They're just reserved about expressing it. I'm telling you, the house of God, if you got the joy, especially in a Pentecostal church, you should have no reservation of expressing your joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I'm grateful, Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His mercies endure forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His mercies endure forever. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. These altars are always open if you're here tonight and you need Christ. I'm telling you, it is a wonderful life to live. The joy of knowing you're forgiven. The joy of knowing that you're saved in time and eternity. Amen. Go ahead and sing and play just a little bit, just for a moment. You're here. You need the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you'll never know true joy until you surrender yourself. You know, I'll tell you one of the main things that would cause a person to surrender themselves to the Lord is to let a grateful heart take over in their life and begin to think of all the things they have to be grateful to God for. I think that would cause them to come running to Christ. I mean, you could start and say, I'm grateful that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. I'm grateful that Jesus willingly came and offered Himself a sacrifice for our sins. I'm thankful that He said, whosoever cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, just a gratefulness for what God has done is enough to come running to Him and say, I give you my life. And so they go ahead, sing, play a little bit here. I want to pause for a moment. You need Christ. You want to surrender yourself in gratitude to Him, your Creator, your Redeemer. Would you come as they sing? Hallelujah. Are you here? You need the Lord. Would you come?
Live this life, no matter what my friends say.
You need Jesus.
And though Satan comes against me,
would you come? You need Jesus.
Make me fall. I'm gonna keep walking this walk, this way, till I reach home.
Would you come with a grateful heart? He's given you breath. He's given you life. Died on a cross that you could have eternity with Him. You need Christ. Would you come in gratitude? Hallelujah. Are you here? You need Christ. Would you come in gratitude tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give you my life, Lord. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move.
I'm gonna keep walking this walk this way.
Oh, hallelujah.
I reach home.
All right, let's lift our hands and praise Him, church. Hallelujah. These altars are still open. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah.
Today,
hallelujah. 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 Serve the Lord with gladness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Maybe you'd like to come, church, and just thank the Lord for a while. Just have some time to reflect and thank the Lord. And as the church is coming to thank the Lord, if you'd like to come in gratitude and surrender your life to Him, would you do that? Just join these believers. Hallelujah. You can leave here saying, thank you, Lord, that you saved me. Thank you, Lord, that you took me in. Thank you, Lord, that you called me by name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Serve the Lord with gladness. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Be thankful unto Him. Bless His name.
I'm gonna keep walking this way.
Yes, Lord.
Till I reach home.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm gonna serve the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter what comes.
Thank you, Lord.
My today,
thank you, Lord.
I'm gonna live this life no matter what my friends say.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise.
I'm gonna keep walking this
way. Be thankful unto Him.
Till I reach home. I'm gonna serve the Lord no matter what comes my way. Today, against me, and he tries to make me bow. I'm gonna keep walking this walk this way.